Okay, we are back in Toronto at the half. There he is, where the Saskatchewan Roughriders are leading the Toronto Argonauts by a score of 24-14. The halftime huddle is for Salford Group, the Wireless Age, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Redhead Equipment. Our good friend Frank Stanici joins us here in the booth at BMO Field. Franco, now I know why you're concerned about the Argo defense.
Well, you're looking at each and every game this year so far. They have not, the first drive has been so successful for the opposition. It seems every single game, especially here at home, it's been a real difficulty for the defense. Injuries, but how can you excuse injuries? Injuries happen to everybody. Look at Calgary. So, they just haven't, it's Rubik's Cube. The defense is Rubik's Cube for the Argos.
Yeah. Well, Luke brought up the injuries, and it just seems like a Jim Pop team that's never been the issue. And I don't know, are they the victims of their own success, Frank? They come in year
Absolutely.
One and just stun everybody, and you just expect it in year two automatically.
Phil, you've been around long enough to know that to repeat is hard in the Canadian Football League.
Rare.
And they would not be the first team to have a bad year after winning the Grey Cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's traditional almost. And, what you can hope for is that you see some daylight. And right now the defense hasn't shown enough daylight as a progression through the year. It's been pretty stagnant. It's been a repetitive thing. The hope, I guess, with the Argo management is that it's going to improve, but it has not improved.
Is there heat on Mike Archer, the
No.
defensive coordinator? No.
I don't think so. Every press conference we have, I can say this. I can say that it's getting a little bit heated in the management department. It's getting a little heated.
Okay. Well, losing does that, right?
Yes, and that's expected, correct? How it manifests itself is a concern. Does it create animosity in the dressing room because the coaching staff isn't being successful? This team is loaded with veteran players that have the ability and or the knowledge to transfer to the players to show them the leadership so that the execution is better. But right now, something's wrong. Either the execution, something's wrong, or the players that they have executing is a problem. And that's what's wrong with the Argos right now. And it's been the same thing on defense all year.
And I don't think it's just defense. Like, McLeod Bethel Thompson's been under pressure all night tonight. And what I heard today before the game is that the Ricky Ray era is over. I don't think
right.
that's a surprise to you.
No.
So do they have the next one on their roster right now?
They've got Prukop. He goes after Franklin. Are these the three guys they go
I'm
into
next you.
Year?
I'm asking you.
No, they're not going to go in with these three guys next year.
Really?
That's a for sure. They can't. They can't. Love Bethel Thompson, but unfortunately, he's not. He's got great yardage. They're doing some really good things. But then again, here we go again. How can you blame the offense when the defense can't stop the other offense?
Yeah.
I like to say that the Argo defense is very offensive for the other team.
Yeah. I'm reading the paper today. And by the way, 4 pages of CFL coverage in the Toronto Sun today.
Absolutely.
So Duran blamed the Toronto media yesterday. That was kind of funny that he did. I don't blame the media here. So the coverage was there. But Frank Ziccarelli, whom you know well, another mm-hmm. Italian covering the Argos.
Lives at home with his mom and dad.
Smart. He's already talking about the offseason. Is
yeah,
that the
well,
talk around here?
Well, it doesn't have to be the talk. All you read the writing on the wall. The writing's on the wall. Right now, if they don't win tonight, it becomes Ottawa defeated Edmonton today, which may turn out to be in a break down the road, maybe, but I doubt it. At the end of the day, the Argos are not playing for the playoffs in the Eastern Division. They're playing to try and keep the Western team out of the crossover. And right now, it's Winnipeg, BC, and, of course, Montreal, Toronto for that last spot,
yep.
Right? So they're all fighting for that one spot. Now, will Edmonton drop? Like, is Edmonton on a bad roll, and do they join that group or not? That's the only chance the Argos have, that group gets more crowded so that they can pass them easier. It's not like in hockey when you're behind, four or five other teams. The climb isn't as hard in football. It's a matter of a game
right.
or two.
Yeah. Well, what are you seeing out of the green and white here tonight?
Predictable. This again, mind you, though, I'm more impressed with Caleros and the offense as far as churning yards on the pass. The Riders have been a team that have depended on special teams and, of course, their defense. And it's come true. You know, it's a Chris. That's a Chris Jones team. He's very defensive. He's a defensive guy. You know, and the offense. What I like about the offense, it's when Nichols is working, that's how Caleros works. They just need to protect the ball, keep the clock. They're pretty much sharing the clock with the Argos. So you want to hope maybe a little more clock time. But they're having the ball, and they're not well, you threw one interception. That was the end of the half interception where, you know, you figure you have very little to lose, and they lost 3 points out of the deal. So that's the offense looks good. Your receivers are awesome. I don't think you miss Carter at all. You've got the guys to cover. You know, I'm sure you miss Caleb Hawley a lot. I'd like to see him,
but he'll be back.
Yeah, he's outstanding, and I'm really impressed with the way the Riders look. They're going just like I predicted at the beginning of the year. The thing they do need, though, they really do need an offense that runs a little better on the pass. I don't know whether it's because Caleros hasn't really developed that that relationship with the receivers, but it's gonna be something.
Looks okay tonight.
Yeah,
love you, Frank.
Love you too.
Thanks for coming up, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Where can people find the Candid Frank podcast?
Candid Frank. Just Google Candid Frank and you'll find it.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Frank Stanici here at halftime in Toronto. We'll be right back. Riders up 10 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at the half in Toronto for Nick's service, TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins in your SAS Party Caucus. The Riders have a 24-14 lead here. Let's listen to how we got here with a halftime rewind for Anderson Collision and Glass. Now doing SGI accident repair and estimates. Get a free courtesy car for all insurance and glass repair. Open at 7 a.m. Referee Dave Foxcroft whistles time in. Riders in white, Argos in blue, and Brett Lowther kicks it away. This one's underway from BMO Field. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson, the Argos start a twin tight end set near left hash of their 36. Thompson takes a sack from Willie Jefferson on the opening play of the game back at the Argo 29-yard line. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson didn't see Willie coming at all. Three receivers on the field, two right, one left. Caleros waves him in motion. Play fake, drops back, throws it up in the end zone. Caught by Air Jordan for the touchdown. And the Riders score first tonight. They're up 6-0. 22-yard field goal attempt for Brett Lowther. Martel gets it down. Lowther, a chip shot for him from 22 yards out, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders add to the lead. 10-0 here in Toronto. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson extends the arm, calls for it, gets it down. Medeiros gets it off, and it is true when the Argos are on the board. With 1:03 to go in the opening quarter, it's now Saskatchewan 10, Toronto 3. Argos first and goal, Rider 1, James Franklin to quarterback it. Around the right side goes Franklin, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Toronto! We're going to have a tie game at BMO Field. From the 27-yard line, the gives to Thigpen. Hold off the left side, 30, 35, 40, dances Thigpen. 45, 50,
here you go.
Midfield, Thiggy, 45, 40. Down the near sidelines, back inside at the 20. He's going to score! Riders getting Thiggy with it. Marcus Thigpen with the touchdown. Caleros drops, looks left, puts it up in the end zone for Eric Jordan, and he makes the catch in the back left corner, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have their biggest lead of the night now, 23-11. Snaps back, kick is on its way, Medeiros is good. From 48 yards out on the final play of the first half, and at the break in Toronto, on the quality tire scoreboard, it's Saskatchewan 24, Toronto 14. There you go with the halftime rewind for Anderson Auto. We've got the second half kickoff coming up next. Riders lead by 10. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.